A Saturday Massacre in Congress. On a Saturday to mark and remember, Congress funds two wars and hands the intelligence agencies sweeping new surveillance power, getting nothing in return. Saturday, April 20th, 2024. The NBA opened its playoff season, the city of Pinecrest, Florida was overrun by peacocks, and congressional Republicans cozied up to Democrats in one of the all-time legislative betrayals, overriding voter sentiment to hand the national security establishment a series of historic unearned victories. Do members of Congress work for voters or for the Pentagon and the intelligence community? You be the judge. Surrender number one. Congress allows executive branch to reauthorize its own power. The first betrayal began with a lie. Heading into the weekend, it was widely reported that unless the Senate reauthorized Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which among other things allows the government to collect communications of Americans without a warrant, an April 19th deadline would expire. Our poor government would be forced to make do for whole days, if not longer, without warrantless spying authority. House to take up bill to reauthorize crucial U.S. spy program as expiration date looms, as the AP put it, was a typical headline. House Speaker Mike Johnson was one of many politicians who pushed the notion, saying on April 12th, "We still have time on the clock to get FISA reauthorized by the 19th. This was all fake. The law was already extended. On April 5th of this year, Joe Biden's Department of Justice effectively granted itself a one-year extension of FISA, meaning the real deadline was April of 2025. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin and others repeatedly announced the fact, even on the Senate floor, but press didn't report it. The U.S. Department of Justice has already obtained a fresh one-year certification from this court to continue Section 702 surveillance through April of 2025, Durbin said Thursday, while arguing the need to require warrants to spy on Americans. There is no need for the Senate to swallow whole a House bill that expands, rather than reforms, Section 702. Similarly, at the end of last year, Section 702 had been sent to expire on December 31st amid another panic. Congressional leaders inserted an extension through April 19th into the must-pass National Defense Authorization Act, seemingly tying the FISA extension to all military appropriations and staving off the horror of even temporary FISA-less existence. But that, too, was fake. As the ACLU, the Electric Frontier Foundation, the Freedom of the Press Foundation, and over two dozen other groups wrote to congressional leaders at the